Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Northeast and Midwest bracing for a scorching heat wave this week. ABC News meteorologist Samara Theodore.
Heat has now expanded from the southwest into the southeast, and it's making its way into the northeast. Excessive heat warnings, Detroit, Indiana, and then we have excessive heat watch in effect for places like New Jersey and parts of New York.
Low humidity and warm weather in California feeding wildfires, and an early start to the burning season in northern L.A. County. A 15,000-acre fire is causing evacuations. The Israeli military announcing a daytime tactical pause in fighting on a key route in southern Gaza, enabling more aid trucks to get in. This is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced he's disbanding his war cabinet after the resignation of two key members. A Brooklyn, New York pastor that was dubbed the Bling Bishop for his ostentatious displays of wealth was sentenced today to 9 years in prison for various financial schemes, including stealing from one of his own parishioners. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Energy Department is giving the University of Wisconsin Extension $1 million to educate communities about large-scale renewable energy projects. Those wind and solar farms often go up in smaller communities where they often face strong local opposition. Republicans are turning up the pressure on the U.S. Secret Service to move the Republican National Convention protest zone farther away from Fiserv Forum. Senator Ron Johnson on WISN-TV's Up Front.
I'm concerned about outside agitators being bussed in and then being put in a protest zone, you know, literally right next to where convention goers are going to be passing by. That needs to be moved.
The Republican National Convention is July 15th through the 18th in Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. St. Louis County has received a $15,000 grant from the Minnesota Department of Agriculture's Noxious Weed Program to combat two invasive species. According to a Northern News Now report, the grant funding is meant to combat the invasive knotweed and wild parsnip plants, which can be harmful to both people and infrastructure. With some of the grant funding, the county will hire somebody to spray herbicide around the areas where the invasive plants have been spotted through late August. As the weather continues to warm up, officials from the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute are reminding residents to send in any ticks that they find to be studied. According to a press release, the tick inventory via Citizen Science Program was launched in April and seeks to survey the distribution of tick species across the state, particularly new invasive species. So far, over 3,200 ticks have been sent in as part of the initiative, including 9 brown dog ticks and 5 Lone Star ticks, which are uncommon in the state. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers beat the Reds.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a dramatic 5-4 win over the Reds. It ended in the top of the ninth. Cincinnati trying to score the tying run, but Blake Perkins making a spectacular throw to the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Here's a 2-1. Espinal in the air. That is going to fall for a base hit. They're going to send the runner. Throw to the plate. The catch. The tag. He's out.
Blake Perkins on his throw home from center field.
Off the bat, it was kind of tough. I was trying to decide whether or not I was going to go for the catch, like a dive, or play it on the hop.
Catcher William Contreras shake it on the play after tagging out and colliding with the Reds' Stuart Fairchild. How is he? Manager Pat Murphy.
Not sure. We got to get him checked out. I mean, when you get a head snap like that, you can be pretty sore.
The Crew open a 3-game series tonight in Anaheim against the Angels. NBA, Game 5 of the finals tonight. Boston leads Dallas 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms continue. We'll have cloudy skies and a high near 75. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms eventually becoming partly cloudy overnight with lows in the mid-60s. Breezy for your Tuesday with scattered storms and a high near 86.
Right now, it's 58.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music critic Piet Levy, who joins the show to discuss all things Summerfest. We will also discuss the resurgence of the summer box office.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is Monday, June 17th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Nice to be back in our studios. And how fantastic, Mr. Zommers, is Harry Dunn, former Capitol Police officer, author, and activist, who spent the last half hour with us. What a guy. What a great person.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm glad that we got the opportunity on this show to have some firsthand experience from January 6th.
Right.
To just say, here's what happened. Yep. In simple, plain and simple terms.
And big thanks to our friend of the show and Civic Media, Joseph Pecky, who appears on this network as an analyst and insider on occasion across several shows. I know Matt Nair on air being one of them. But Joseph Pecky helped us set up that interview. So a huge shout out to Joe for helping us get that get. And Harry Dunn is, as my sister texted me, it's a big freaking deal.
He's a
national figure. And as you said, we can talk all we want about Todd's opinions or whatever, but when you hear from someone who was at the Capitol on January 6th, who is a Capitol police officer, there's no better authority right there. So many thanks to Harry Dunn for coming on the show. Hope to have him back soon. Make sure you pick up his book. I know I am. And just a really great guy. And I think it puts it in stark contrast when you hear things like that, when you hear firsthand accounts of January 6th, and then you juxtapose that to mega Republicans like Ron Johnson, just kind of, you know, making it up as he goes. By the way, did you know that Ron Johnson actually made it to Wisconsin this weekend?
Now, did he really?
There are reports, there are still Republicans now who still talk to me on occasion. And according to people who were there, apparently Mr. Johnson was in Eau Claire over the weekend.
Is he following you?
No, maybe that's the case. He knew that Jane Matinair and I were going to be in Eau Claire, and he said, by golly, I got to get there and encounter that.
He just didn't, you know, pay enough attention right to get there on the same day.
So according to people that were at this fundraiser held at a public venue, apparently Johnson tried to duck out of the event early, and a staffer said, you got to go back in there and do photo ops. And he made a big huff, and he turned around and he went and did it.
He probably took his phone that was on the home screen and was like, oh, I'm on the phone. I'm taking a phone call right now.
He didn't want to be there, apparently. That, according to people are saying. That's what I was told by a couple of different sources. So anyway, but when you hear goofballs like Ron Johnson, who, you know, want to call January 6th insurrectionist heroes and hostages, and you have Donald Trump who is saying he's going to pardon all of these convicted felons who attacked Capitol police officers like Harry Dunn. And then you hear from Harry Dunn himself about what he and his fellow officers went through. It's a very stark contrast. Now, our friends at the Lincoln Project, Trevi Olson and Rick Wilson, were at it again over the weekend. And Mr. Zomers, God bless you, just found a new ad has dropped from the Lincoln Project asking people to think about who you're going to choose. Here it is, the new ad from the Lincoln Project this morning.
What will you tell your kids? That you voted for a felon and a criminal, supported a man found guilty by a citizen jury, went into the voting booth happy to pull the lever for the only former president in history to bear the mark of criminal shame. Will you tell them that breaking the law is how they should live their lives? That lying to their families about porn stars and hush money is how they should behave? Do you want your son to treat women like a man who was found to have committed sexual assault? Do you want your daughter to be a victim of a man like him?
You're going up the escalator? I'm going to be dating her in 10 years.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab him by the...
Will you tell them that he was honest, that he was a good man?
Very fine people, on both sides.
That he treated people the way you've taught them.
Like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
Will you tell them you're proud of his cruelty, happy with the ugly insults?
I mean, I'd look right in that fat, ugly face of hers.
The attacks on women and the endless lies that the chaos, death, and danger he brought was worth it. We know it's hard to walk away and put country over party, but your kids are watching. You're not just voting for your future, you're voting for theirs.
The Lincoln Project's latest ad. Fantastic. And when you hear that ad after you heard the last half an hour with former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn, it really makes a stark contrast.
I also recommend looking it up and watching it because the visuals are very powerful as well. There's a lot of other information in there that you can't get from hearing it.
Sure.
Like the different images of what he's done.
Yeah. And again, I think Officer Dunn put it so well. This is not about Republicans or Democrats or conservatives or liberals. This is about just doing the right thing as Americans. As Americans. And as Officer Dunn said, you know, keep your signs up in your yard that say back the blue. That's great. As I said, I have relatives in law enforcement. Absolutely support them. Do a great job, the local law enforcement community. This isn't about backing the blue or not backing the blue. This is about supporting the Constitution and the United States of America. And you have to ask yourself, as we all do, myself included, would you vote for mayor, village clerk, county board member that had 34 felony convictions? Would you vote for a guy locally that did everything that you just heard of that clip, which was all 100% truthful? Would you vote for a person like that locally? My guess is most Wisconsinites would say no. So the question we have to ask ourselves is then why on earth would you vote for that kind of a person for president of the United States? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it at your app store on your Apple or Android device. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. What do you think of that Lincoln Project ad we just played? And if you were listening, what did you think of Harry Dunn's, Officer Dunn's comments? Are the Capitol, former Capitol Police like Harry Dunn credible? I mean, they testified under oath in front of the bipartisan January 6th committee. I'd say they're very credible. So now with the Republican National Committee, the convention coming to Milwaukee here in a month, how can Wisconsin Republicans stand up and say they support Trump, a guy who started an insurrection, you heard in the own words of a Capitol police officer. He just told us how it happened. He just told us who's responsible. So I'm looking, I mean, I am and I'm not, right? Looking forward to being to the Republican. I'm going to be there. Our show will originate from Fiserv Forum or the building next door. Radio Row, as they say, with the national media, state media. We're going to be on the ground for all 4 days of the Republican National Convention. And if I see folks like Ted Cruz or Lindsey Graham or others, one of my questions is going to be, how do you justify supporting the Back the Blue movement, supporting our law enforcement, but not supporting Harry Dunn? How do you claim to support law enforcement and then nominate Donald Trump, who says that these people who abused and in some cases are responsible for the death of law enforcement, Trump now wants to pardon them, let them go? Senator Cruz, how do you justify that? I'd be interested in their answer. I'd be very interested in their answer. What say you? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And again, this has nothing to do or very little to do with being a partisan Republican, Democrat, Green Party, Libertarian. This has everything to do with the things that we were taught, as Jane Mattner and I found out last week, or reminded of again last week, in our Sunday school classes at the church show socials around Wisconsin, at our city council meetings. The volunteers for our EMS and first responders. These are decent, good people in our communities who volunteer their time. Imagine some nut job attacked one of your first responders in your community for doing their job. How would the community handle that? What would you think of someone who stood up in your community and said, beat the hell out of the first responders? I bet you that person wouldn't be living in your community very much longer. They'd either be arrested or they'd be run out of town. So why on earth would we possibly vote for someone like Trump who did just that, only against our Capitol police officers in Washington, D.C.? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Glad to have you along here on a Monday. I'm coming up here in just a little bit, going to talk a little bit about renewable energy. That's always good. And speaking of Milwaukee, again, Donald Trump last week, while we were on the road, attacking the city of Milwaukee as, quote, a horrible city. Said it was horrible. And then, of course, you had the Wisconsin congressional delegation saying, no, he didn't say it. Well, he said it, but he meant crime. Well, he said it, but he meant roads. I mean, it was all over the place. They couldn't agree on a solution. So over the weekend, and this was fantastic, over the weekend, our friend Reed Galen of the Lincoln Project asked on social media to Donald Trump, said, I wonder who did that, Donald. I wonder who did that. Well, Ken Buck, Republican from Nebraska, came out and said, I did. I leaked it. So now we have verification from a Republican in the House Republican caucus who was in the room who says Trump said it. And by the way, Trump tried to primary him. And Bacon beat the Trumpsters and MAGA. Back with more after this is the Tom Ball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to a funky Todd Allball Show on a Monday, June 17th, 2024. Glad to have you along. Zomers on the board. What do you dial up there, Mr. Zomers?
Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg.
Yes. Here we go. They'll play a little bit more. Snoop.
Somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass hits like every single day.
Every single day. We'll explain while we're playing Snoop Dogg. I mean, you don't have to have an excuse to play Snoop Dogg, but there's a reason. There's a reason. By the way, with less than 2 weeks until the first presidential debate in this year's election, CNN, the host of the first one, has released additional details on the parameters agreed upon by Trump and Biden. The debate will be hosted on CNN by Jake Tapper and Dana Bash in Atlanta next Thursday, June 27th. It'll mark the first in-person showdown of the 24 campaign between Biden and Trump. And by the way, Civic Media is going to air this live on the Civic Media Radio Network. Our news director, Terry Bell, and myself and others will be anchoring. So looking forward to that. If you can't get in front of a TV set, join us right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And I'll be on the board for that.
Are you? Well, that makes me feel even better. That makes me feel
happy. Put you at ease a little bit.
Exactly. It's going to be a 90-minute debate with two commercial breaks, according to the network. Campaign staff may not interact with the candidate during that time. And I find that they agreed at a podium. It's always a big deal. And the podium position will be determined by a coin flip. Also, microphones will be muted throughout the debate, except for the candidate whose turn it is to speak. And no props, and get this, or pre-written notes will be allowed on the stage. Candidates will be given a pen, a pad of paper, and a bottle of water. And also, there will be an absence of a studio audience. No studio audience.
That's incredible. All things that we've needed to make debates serious for so long.
Yeah.
So no studio audience and muting microphones.
Mano a mano. Biden v. Trump. Next Thursday, you can listen to it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're playing a little Snoop Dogg. So here's the deal. The Trumpster decides to call Milwaukee a horrible city. It's been confirmed now by Republicans in the room where he said it, despite the Wisconsin delegation trying to cover their posteriors with lies and whatnot. But I think this is ridiculous that you'd have, I mean, you go to somebody's house, you don't say, well, I'll come over, but you got a crappy place. You just don't say that. And so Trump said it. He called Milwaukee a horrible city. Well, our friends over at Morning Joe on MSNBC put together a little montage in honor of Milwaukee. Going to play this for you. Here it is, Morning Joe's Milwaukee montage clip.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Schlemiel, Schlemazo, Hasenbeff Incorporated.
We're going to do it.
Give us any chance, we'll take it.
So, do you come to Milwaukee often?
Well, I'm a regular visitor here, but Milwaukee has certainly had its share of visitors.
Nothing's gonna turn us back now. Straight ahead and on the track now. We're gonna make our dreams come true.
Doing it our way.
It's over! The Milwaukee Bears! The shortstop, yeah.
It's over. The Bucks have done it. The long wait has ended after a half century. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions once again.
And we'll do it our way, yes, our way. Make our dreams come true.
Actually, it's pronounced Milwaukee, which is Algonquin for the good land.
Thank God. Would want
want us to go to Milwaukee.
And so beautiful.
There you go.
There it is. As Joe and Mika talked about it afterwards. And people should dial that one up. Again, a great clip to watch.
Yes. It's got clips from all the different shows and movies you heard. Of course, you know, Wayne's World, that 70s show. Right. But some others that they didn't have audio from. And some events such as unions, Harley rides, things like that.
It's really good stuff. It's really, really good stuff. And again, why you would, I mean, having the soundtrack from Laverne and Shirley being the kind of the underscore to that, I mean, that's just that. I mean, what's more Milwaukee than Laverne and Shirley? And of course, Happy Days, based in Milwaukee. The Fonz, based in Milwaukee. I mean, Henry Winkler, there's a statue of Henry Winkler in downtown Milwaukee, for goodness sake. Schlitz beer, Schott's beer, Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. The Milwaukee Bucks, the Milwaukee Admirals, the Milwaukee Brewers, Robin Yount, Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball, for goodness sakes. Usinger's Bratwurst, Usinger's Sausage. Whatever you have of Usinger's, quite frankly. Saz's Steakhouse, Edelweiss Tours. I mean, the list goes, the Milwaukee Museum of Public Art. I mean, it goes on and on. Milwaukee is a great city. I don't know why you would say otherwise. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark from Prairie du Sac. Mark on Milwaukee, what say you?
Yeah, thanks. It's just disgusting. I mean, heard that the old Laverne and Shirley clip there from that song. You know, just the kind of innocence to that song, you know, breaking the rules. I could just think of a version of Donald Trump and his whole Republican clan that has done this. I mean, they're breaking all the laws possible, and they're, I mean, that I'd have to work on it for a satirical song based on that. I mean, because they've stopped at nothing.
Right.
I mean, that I'm trying to slog through Malcolm Nance's book, The Plot to Betray America,
mm-hmm.
and it is just, it's eye-opening, jaw-dropping, and terrifying.
Yeah.
That there's, it seems like there's nobody in the Trump orbit that is actually honest.
All right.
And how many people in the Republican Party now they're afraid to say anything, or they step out on it. There's a very few of them that are willing to step out and decry this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them have actually been, you know, compromised or on the take?
Right.
I don't know, but it is just, it's scary to think.
I mean,
General Flynn, I mean, he's a bought and paid for, you know, foreign agent.
Right.
And he's, you know, talking to all these Christian groups now, and it just is, you know, selling the bill of goods that, you know, that he's you know, one of Christ's warriors, and it just is, he's somebody's warrior, but I don't think it's Jesus Christ.
Right. I agree with you, Mark. Thanks for the call. Always fantastic. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I want to make a correction here. One of our great listeners keeping me honest. I appreciate that. I'm not sure what was that texted in. I believe I said that the person over the weekend who said that they were the ones who leaked the Trump comments on Milwaukee, I believe I said it was Ken Buck of Nebraska. The caller corrected. Ken Buck is from Colorado. You're absolutely right. I got my names mixed up. It was Don Bacon of Nebraska who took credit for that.
So right, and later you said bacon, so yeah.
So I got my bacons and my bucks mixed up.
It happens.
But it was Don Bacon from Nebraska who Trump recruited a primary opponent for, and then it was Bacon who won. Bacon took it to him, and wasn't having any of it, by the way. So here's what Reed Galen posts over the weekend from Lincoln Project said, added Donald Trump and said, who ratted you out in Milwaukee, Donald? Was it Speaker Johnson, Don Bacon, Representative Brian Fitzgerald? Drop everything and find out. Well, about 2 minutes later, Don Bacon replied and said, quote, I did it. I crushed my mega primary opponent, and now I'll mock Trump behind closed doors. I will still win 99% of the Republican votes because you guys are nothing but cucks, unquote.
Oh my gosh.
That's Don Bacon, Republican from Nebraska, saying, don't mess with me. Fantastic. We'll come back, talk about Snoop Dogg. Don't go anywhere. He's talking Milwaukee baseball and a what's worse. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Scam artists are calling business owners in Wisconsin pretending to be from the Public Service Commission. The PSC's 800 number even shows up on your caller ID when they call, but it's a scam. Consumer protection professionals say the PSC is a regulatory agency, not a utility company, and they don't call businesses demanding payments. A state Supreme Court ruling last week means local clerks can be flexible about where they put early voting sites. Locations just can't favor one major party or the other. University of Wisconsin political scientist Barry Burden.
They face a lot of difficulties trying to find sites that are available. You know, they're often repurposing a church or a school or a community building.
The court also ruled that early voting vehicles are still banned. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A 12-year-old was airlifted to the hospital on Thursday after being hit by a car while riding their bike in Ashland County. According to the Ashland County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred around 3:30 on Thursday afternoon near an intersection on County Highway C in Marengo Township. Authorities have not released any personal information about the child, nor an update on their condition. The driver of the car was not injured, and the cause of the crash is under investigation by the Ashland County Sheriff's Office. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is warning drivers that the rising temperatures could cause pavement buckling over the next few days. According to a press release, pavement buckling can occur when the weather shifts from cool to hot quickly, creating unexpected bumps and dips in the roadway. DOT officials are reminding drivers to stay focused behind the wheel, watch for slowing traffic or highway repair crews who are working to repair the damaged pavement, and report any serious pavement issues. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. There will be a Practical Magic Part 2, according to the New York Post. The tabloid has Nicole Kidman on record saying she and Sandra Bullock are both returning for the sequel. The two actresses will revise their roles as Jillian and Sally Owens, two sisters who are witches and try to lift a curse that prevents them from finding love. The first film was released in 1998 and based on the 1995 book of the same name by Alice Hoffman. Oscar-winning writer Akiva Goldsman will write the script. There was a notable brat missing from Bratz, the new documentary by Andrew McCarthy. The phrase Brat Pack describes a group of actors from the 80s, which included Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, Demi Moore, Ali Sheedy, and Molly Ringwald. McCarthy recently addressed Ringwald's absence from the film, saying that when he contacted her, she said she'd just like to keep looking forward. It was later revealed she would have loved to take part in the project, but saw a script titled Bratz and thought the documentary was about bratwursts and was too embarrassed to say anything after the fact. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms continue. We'll have cloudy skies and a high near 75. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms eventually becoming partly cloudy overnight with lows in the mid-60s. Breezy for your Tuesday with scattered storms and a high near 86.
It's 60 at our studios.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday's National Splurge Day, we talk about what little luxuries you add to your life right now and the big ones you'd get if you could really splurge.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Hubble Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, better known as Snoopville.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot. And if a get an attitude, pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot, pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm all the best because I got it going on, ma.
A little Snoop Dogg on a Monday, June 17th, the Hubble Show on Civic Media. Nicely done, Mr. Sommers. We shall explain why we occasionally we play a little Snoop. He's very big right now, by the way. Snoop is everywhere.
As he deserves to be.
Yes, he is everywhere. So Snoop Dogg was in Milwaukee over the weekend, and he went up to the booth in the Bailey Sports booth there to do a little television commentary with the guys. And we have a couple of clips here. And let me tell you, Bob Uecker will forever be my favorite broadcast announcer. But I'm telling you, I could get used to a little Snoop Dogg in the booth for the Brewers. Going to play you clip one. And then we have even more Snoop. So here is Snoop Dogg with the guys in the Brewers broadcast booth over the weekend.
Sanchez on the 1-2. What I told you, get it in there. He in there. That's Sanchez. That's GS. I told you, baby. We call that an easy walk in the park. That's a base hit. Give him a single. He does like to mingle. And my favorite jingle is the S to the N. Double O, no, no. Oh, he's taking off. He gone. Let him get there. Where'd he go, Perk? Earn mine. You got to earn mine, Perk. You got to earn mine. You're getting mine back. You're getting my respect. There you
making
go,
up, making up for that play in center, isn't he?
I hope it ain't nobody like that at this part.
Ring him
got
up.
Got him up out of there. Ring that up. 4-4, have a seat. Pull up a chair.
Two outs for Bryce Wilson.
Oh, Bryce is nice.
The sound.
Yeah, just like that. See how that sound?
Up the middle. Hit the back.
He got that rocket.
Yeah.
Ah! Did he get there?
He made a great play.
Oh,
India.
Oh, they got some. Who was that? India?
That is India.
Second baseman.
Former rookie of the year.
I like his hair, man. Look at his hair. His hair be bouncing. His hair bounce like mine.
Flow.
What is he using? Head and shoulders?
It's good body. It's like Troy Polamalu.
That's why I say, what does he use? Head and shoulders?
That's good.
You got his hair game together. Way to go, India. Hey, I know. Oh, he gone. He took that. Get up in there. He took that. Give him that. Way to go, E. Go, E. 22 eating right now.
So that's my kind of broadcasting. I mean, because back in the day at Platteville, when my great former broadcast partner, Kevin O'Connor, who is a broadcaster, I was a color commentator, and I would do things like that. I mean, Kevin would be talking about all the nuances of the game, and I'd be talking about what the coach was wearing, you know, let alone the hair. So I think that's just fantastic. So one more cut. Here is Snoop Dogg again in the booth for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Deuce, deuce. This deuce-deuce revolver was my problem solver. Let's go. How often do people slide down that slide over there?
Right.
He can't get there. He better not outrun you. He better not. You better not let the pitcher outrun you, dog. Come on now. That's what I'm talking about.
Two for two.
Thank you. Anybody but the pitcher. You can't outrun me, dog. Not you. Yeah, I know. Oh, he gone. He took that. Get up in there. He took that. Give him that. Where'd it go? Go eat.
A little Snoop Dogg, a little Snoop. I mean, I thought that was a remarkably great move by the Milwaukee Brewers to let Snoop call a couple of innings like that.
Absolutely. He's done other sports too. Like I know hockey and stuff. And I think he's good at getting excited and getting other people excited.
Well, his brain works really quickly in real time to rhyme like that.
Because that's what he does.
That's what he does. And it's just, it's highly entertaining. And I love the fact that he talks about things other than baseball during a baseball game.
Yeah, it brings some levity.
Right. I mean, you wouldn't want that necessarily in a World Series or a really important game. But, you know, in your standard run-of-the-mill game out of 162 in the middle of the year, why not?
When there's people just walking around getting ready for the next inning or whatever. Right. Yeah, comment on the hair.
I'm here to mingle. Snoop Dogg and the Milwaukee Brewers Radio Network. That was fantastic stuff. All right, Mr. Zomers, time once again. Here we go for a little edition of What's Worse.
This or that. Then of course the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
once again for another edition of What's Worse. There is no prize money at stake. You can't win a darn thing, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across statewide radio and worldwide on the Civic Media app. Not nearly as good as the old Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Trivia Contest. It wasn't trivia.
It was not trivia, but
it was, we'll have another one. And by the way, our two grand prize winners in that, one was from Kewaunee and the other from Baraboo. If you live in Baraboo or Kewaunee, stay home. Don't go anywhere because you could get a phone call at any moment.
Have they not already been contacted? I guess I don't know.
I'm not sure. It's a better story if they haven't.
We'll find out. We'll let you know.
But they really are from Kewaunee and Baraboo, our two grand prize winners. We'll let you know who they are a little bit later on in this week. So have you heard about this? According to CNN, Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy said the threat that social media poses to children requires urgent action, and he demanded Congress put a label on the apps as it does with cigarettes and alcohol. Murthy said in an op-ed over the weekend in the New York Times, quote, "The mental health crisis among young people is an emergency, and social media has emerged as an important contributor," unquote. So, I mean, this could be true. I don't know. But he wants a warning label to pop up if your kids try to download TikTok, amongst others. And I think there are other apps out there that the Surgeon General wants us to put labels on. Perhaps well-intentioned, but as far as like, I'm not sure. So here's the question. What's worse, that the Surgeon General of the United States wants warnings on social media apps, or that it's too late? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, that the Surgeon General wants warnings on social media apps, or that it's too late? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app, which you can download at your Apple or Android device for free, and it only takes a minute or less, depending upon your internet connection. What do you think about this? You're the resident young person here of the show, Mr. Zommers. What do you think about this idea of the Surgeon General trying to put warning labels on things like TikTok?
I think it's a good idea. I think that it's too late for me, but it's not too late for people being born tomorrow.
But is anybody, I mean, what 13 or 14-year-old is going to go, oops, there's a warning label, I better not download TikTok, even though all my friends have it?
None of them.
Well, that's the point.
But it'll make funny memes.
That's the point. What?
It'll make some funny memes, though.
So what's worse, that the Surgeon General wants warnings on social media apps like TikTok, or that it's too late? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.
Yeah, no kid or preteen or teen is going to read that and think anything of it. They're just going to close it out. And it'll become a joke, just like the iTunes terms of service.
Right.
But parents, it might change their mind. If they are setting up a tablet for their 5-year-old,
right,
and they download an app and open it up and it pops up like, warning, this is strongly linked to social anxiety and depression and everything, they might be like, oh, maybe I should reconsider just giving my kid a tablet and going about my business.
Maybe it'll make more for discussions like we're having here. But I mean, I don't know anybody after they started putting warning labels on a pack of cigarettes, or if you buy a bottle of wine, if you look carefully at the label, it'll say somewhere that, you know, this could be damaging to your health. Is anybody really going to go, oh, geez, I got a bottle of Cabernet, I'm not going to drink it now?
If they're pregnant, I hope so.
Why? Well, yeah.
But they shouldn't buy a bottle of Cabernet.
Yes. Heather off of the old Facebook says it's worse that it is too late. We are well past the warning label. Nice idea, but too little, too late.
I do agree. I think we need to do something. I don't know what that thing is, but I know that warning labels is not going to make a big change.
Yeah. I know what the Surgeon General is going for here, and I applaud him for bringing attention to mental health, particularly amongst our teenagers, as we've talked about on this show numerous times, for a variety of reasons. We're seeing a spike in mental health crises, particularly amongst teenagers. But I just, as we say back home, I think the horse is out of the barn on this. I just don't know that we can put a warning label and do a whole lot more. But regardless, what's worse? That the Surgeon General wants warnings on social media apps, or that it's too late? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Jesse, listening in Madison on WMDX. Jesse, we appreciate you listening. What's worse?
Thanks, Todd. I don't think it's ever too late. I mean, if you look at, this being modeled after warning labels on cigarettes, I mean, hell, I haven't had a cigarette in over 10 years. I used to smoke 2.5 packs a day. Now, it's never too late to start. If you look, putting the brakes on things, if you look like 50, 60 years ago, over a third of all Americans smoked. And now it's, I haven't looked at the stat recently, but I believe it's under 10% or right around there. There was a time earlier where it was more than half of Americans. So it's never too late to stop. I mean, I have a hard time believing social media apps are even more addictive than nicotine, although, it's the same parts of your brain that respond to that kind of thing. I think it's a good thing. It's a complex issue. It's not a silver bullet, but with complex issues, nothing is. And my only concern is, gosh, how would you do it? I mean, are you going to get a warning when the app downloads or every time it opens? It's kind of logistically weird.
Right. But that's the point, Jesse. I mean, to ask, did you stop smoking? And God love you, but did you stop smoking because of a label on a pack of cigarettes, or why did you stop?
Well, I think there was a general consciousness that was risen over time in all facets of society.
Right.
And, like the old saying, man, if cigarettes were not so expensive but still totally fine for you, it's still a good reason to quit. Or if they were, totally fine for you, but, both directions, or if they were, still going to be horrible for you, but free, it's still a good reason to quit.
Right.
I think part of it's just raising that general consciousness. There was no silver bullet with cigarettes either. It wasn't just the warning labels. It was all the things.
Appreciate the call, Jesse. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Off the text line, Carmella, listening on WAUK in the great city of Milwaukee, says, I agree with Mr. Zommers. It's most likely too late, but it would be for parents versus the teenagers downloading the social media app. So there, I mean, again, part of it is parenting a little bit, right?
And I think the cigarette comparison is good, that this would only be part of a multifaceted thing, like education, the labels with cigarettes. It was also adding taxes to make them stupid expensive.
Yeah, making them really expensive. And also Wisconsin, banning cigarette usage in restaurants and bars. That was a big part of it too. Matt, great Matt, listening to WRCO Richland Center, a great UPS driver out there getting it done on a hot day like today. Matt brought us gifts last week in Richland Center. I have some juice that he brought us. It was fantastic. Matt says on Richland Center WRCE, it's too late. I used to bartend part-time and a group of 8 Gen Z peeps came in. They ordered a round of drinks and all whipped out their phones. No talking, all TikToking. Way too late. Jane and I talked about that last week. The number of people going to a beautiful lake, Balsam Lake, ordering drinks, and then they sit there all on their phones.
Oh, man. It's at a supper club like that?
Yeah, exactly. Jim, listening on WGBW up in beautiful Appleton, home of Harry Houdini, says the warning label of cigarettes took about 10 years to have an effect after multiple decades of blatant promotion to smoke. Very good. There you go. What's worse, another edition and a little Snoop Dogg. Come on back. We got one more segment of the Allballs Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Get on down now.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there.
Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media around the state and around the globe on the Civic Media app. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from a national news, weather, and sports update, state news as well. And then the Maggie Dawn Show takes over from 2 until 4 every afternoon. Maggie Dawn right here immediately after our show across the Civic Media radio network. Talking a little bit before the break there, last segment. What's worse, the fact that the U.S. Surgeon General wants warnings on social media apps. Not exactly how it would work, whether you have to open it up and, as Zandra said, just like every other thing, you say yes. Unless your mom, who's very, she reads, see, I should learn more from my mother. She reads everything. And then sometimes she'll say, I'm not clicking on that.
I read some of them. It depends how long it is.
Right.
I will say the classic one that I mentioned earlier, the iTunes Terms of Service Agreement, that is like
forever. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just so
long. And what are you going to do? I mean, you're not going to, if you say no, then you're just not going to use your iPhone.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, you know, so they got you coming and going, as they say. Speaking of things they say back home, Steady Eddie off the text line, because I had said about this, I thought that, you know, As we say in Southwest Wisconsin, the horse is already out of the barn. Not much you can do on these social media apps. And Steady Eddie says, Todd, when the horse gets out of the barn, you get off your butt and go look for it. Steady Eddie.
But you know, yeah, that goes to the point of...
Well, that's true, but I'm just not... I think it's a compilation of all these different opinions we've had on this. I think it's more of... We talk about it like we're doing here, and society just kind of like you kind of start learning more, and then that's what causes actual change. But my goodness, it seems like there's a new thing on AI, artificial intelligence, every hour on this, and I think this is like a wildfire, and I'm not joking around now, and you know this, Zomers, this scares the crap out of me.
Oh, AI is. Now, that's a horse you cannot get back in the barn.
No.
The horse got out and then tore down the barn on its own.
Yes. And of course, AI is going to be attached to these social media apps. And
again, well, it already is.
What, yes.
It has been for years.
And when Jane and I were out, Jane Matinere and I were out last week around Wisconsin, it just is another great reminder for Todd, and I hope the listeners as well, put your devices down and go for a walk by a lake or go for a walk on a trail. Get out side. When I worked for L.L. Bean, one of the coolest things that they did as a company, they gave every employee, pardon me, doesn't matter if you're a full-time manager or an hourly high school kid, they gave every employee 16 hours of paid PTO. It was called outdoor time. And you could take it anytime you wanted, usually in increments of 2 or 4 hours. And all you had to do is text our manager something that you were doing outside, sitting under a tree reading a book, going for a hike, going kayaking, going snowshoeing. You just had to show that you were outside doing something, and you got paid for up to 16 hours a day, every single employee. Get outside. That's the real message here. And put down the device, because you'll be mentally better for it. And you will feel better for it. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's keep it here in Madison on WMDX. We have Kurt here in Madison. Kurt, thanks for calling in. You wanted to say something on putting down your phone. Kurt, go ahead.
Todd, I have to slightly challenge you on putting the phone down. I was in photography most of my life. Mm-hmm. I always am capturing incredible photos of insects and flowers when I walk my dog. I challenge people to take that walk along the lake, but start also looking a little bit more critically and look for unique opportunities to compose great photographs.
I don't necessarily disagree with you. I think it's a great reminder, Kurt, and I'm as guilty as anyone else. I got to point the finger at me. I'm on my device way too much. I'll admit that. And when I take my phone, sometimes I do just as you said, because I like dabbling in photography. Nothing wrong with that. But would you agree or disagree that I think that sometimes, rather than just taking in the moment, we try to capture it? Case in point, I was at a graduation with a family friend, and the dad was trying to get his daughter the moment that she walked across the stage, and he put the phone down and he said, "Why did I do that? That only happened once. I was too worried about the photograph." So I mean, sometimes I think we have to put it down. Agree or disagree?
I agree, but to a point or caveat. Our ability to really further appreciate the beauty of what we're surrounded is, it's not so much to be hyper tense in the moment of having to find the photo. It's taking the time to actually truly observe than casually walking along a trail like I see so often at Devil's Lake.
Right.
It allows the person to make observations they would probably pass right by on.
What's your feeling on having ear pods and listening to music as you walk through nature?
Guilty as charged, no comment.
It is one of my pet peeves. Take your ear pods out if you're going for a hike. I mean, if you're going for a run, like for athletic wise or whatever, I get it. But if you're out in nature, for goodness sake.
Unless you're surrounded by parents with young kids screaming right. Back and forth on the trail.
I'll give you that one. We're on the same page. Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate it. Listening on WMDX at Madison. Off the text line, Andrew in Verona says, not only did the AI horse tear down the barn, but it turned out to be a horse robot cyborg who can time travel and hunt you down. See, I'm telling you, I'm going to be done in by an electronic dog.
Yeah, I think this whole conversation really brings us to, it's not that you can't use your phone. It's that we should try to be more intentional about it and yes. Not let them control us.
I think that's a good way to put it. Andrew in Maine listening to WAUK says, get outside and put down your phone. I'm not going to read. That's just a mean cut. Well, I'm not reading that one. I'm not reading that. A quick reminder here to end the show. Coming up this Saturday, June 22nd, is the annual Energy Fair in Custer, Wisconsin, not Custer, Montana, which is a beautiful place to be, but I'm sure Custer, Wisconsin is as well. It is sponsored by the Midwest Renewable Energy Association. The 33-year-old event showcases tools, technologies, and ideas for a renewable future. It features workshops, speakers, and a resource fair to connect attendees with many alternatives available now to help sustain our climate and reduce the destructive efforts of human-induced climate change. So coming up this Saturday, the annual Energy Fair in Custer, Wisconsin. Give a thought to checking that out. We thank everybody for tuning in. Mr. Zomer is doing a great job on the board as usual. A huge shout out to Harry Dunn, former Capitol Police officer, author, and activist for being on the show today. He is an American hero. We thank him for that. And to all of you for listening, we appreciate it so very much. Stay tuned. Matt and Aaron there. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll see you tomorrow with Luke Mathers. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio joins us at 10:33 in the 11 o'clock hour, a round of the good, the bad, and please tell me that's not true. Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.